SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
So firstly, thank you both so much for joining me on NITV Radio for a chat about your documentary Kindred, which will premiere on NITV during Reconciliation Week. And I recently watched it with my partner and we were both so moved. It was so powerful and really, really beautifully told. So I thank you both so much for sharing your story so openly. And yeah, it was really a beautiful documentary to watch. But I guess, first of all, both of you wrote and directed Kindred, which is a film exploring your personal journeys, navigating family, love, loss, and also your really special friendship and bond that you both share. I guess for the audience listening, do you mind just giving us a quick overview of what Kindred is about?
So Kindred is, it's literally us telling our stories about our own personal lives and our relationships with our adopted families and our birth families. And it's also then intertwined with our own friendship and the story about how we came to know each other and then what evolved from that, in the sense of, it's more than just friendship, it's family. So it's I always say it's my story, it's Adrian's story, and then it's our story.
Throughout the film, as you just mentioned, it's not just your friendship, you are, you know, family. Do you mind talking to us a little bit about your relationship and how you have supported each other throughout the process of making this film?
Yeah, look, we met, when we met, we just sort of connected straight away. I was making a short film and Jill came on as a producer, and that's how we met. We just connected straight away, and one of the things that connected us was that we were both Aboriginal people that had been adopted into white families on the North Shore in Sydney as well, which was a really sort of unique circumstance. And so we connected and bonded over that and over, you know, a mutual friend that we actually grew up with that we didn't realise until we were later on when we met in life. We had a love of filmmaking and storytelling as well, and we sort of entered the film industry and television industry to get, you know, and working together as well at times, and just became really great friends and best friends and sort of soulmates for each other in many ways. And we see the world very similarly. We have a very similar sense of humour, and but we also have very different stories as well. We both connected with our natural families and supported each other through a lot of that journey, which is what a lot of the film is about how complex and sort of nuanced that can be when you're reconnecting back with your natural family. And there's a lot of emotions and there's a lot of questioning and a lot of work that you end up doing on yourself through that journey. And I think we were there for each other during that time and over the many, many years of friendship, and also with our brother, who's Jill's cousin, Lee, the three of us sort of supported each other through that process because it's very involved, you know, and there's a lot of emotions involved as well for everyone, really.
And what was it like to create a film that is so deeply personal and, you know, explores themes such as cultural connection, identity, racism, belonging and family, and incorporating different visual elements like archival footage? There's personal narratives, also interviews with both of your families. Can you talk about that whole process and also your family's involvement in the telling of your stories?
Sure, I might kick that one off a little bit. Look, you know, as filmmakers, most of the time, you know, we're both either producer or directors of projects, but they're never usually our own story. And so we suddenly found ourselves, by making ourselves the subjects of this film, that was quite confronting. It was one of those things that throughout the process, we'd both look at each other sometimes and go, what are we doing? Like, why did we decide to do this? Why did we decide to put ourselves and our families on screen in this way? But, you know, we did it because we knew that it was a, you know, we'd learned over years with so many people just being really inquisitive about our lives and our stories and our relationships within our families. It was something that we got a lot of questions around often. So we always knew that we would tell the story in some way. And so, you know, as filmmakers, it just seemed really natural that we would tell our own stories and we would be in control of telling our own stories by being co-directors of the project. So that's what we did. We supported each other in just backing each other up. So if ever I was on screen doing portions of my story, Adrian was always sort of assisting. We directed our own story, basically. But we would always oversee each other and just support each other when each of us was on screen for our stories. I think the hardest thing we found in it was emotionally one of the hardest things was the fact that of asking family to be a part of that story because it's such a huge ask. And we're very lucky that, you know, we did have that sort of support from our families, that they did see that this was a really important story to be told. And so, you know, we had opportunity then to speak with some of our family members. Not always, though. Adrian, of course, has had some family members that he wasn't able to include. But we then found ways of telling those stories through things like recreations. And for me, I really wanted my adopted father to feel like he had a presence in the film as well. And so I was very lucky to have old family 16mm movies that Dad had shot. And so, you know, I incorporated those in and was able to sort of show my dad and his relationship with my mum and with us as a family a little bit through that, through having his eye, I suppose, through those films. So we had to be a bit creative in how we told the story.
It was really beautiful seeing that archival footage as well. I know those moments with your mum, and you were able to have that archival footage to put into the documentary, which was really powerful. And the way that you guys produced it and directed it was really beautiful and really moving. And last year, Kindred screened at Sydney Film Festival. What was that moment like for you both to be there, you know, together and with your family and friends watching it back? I can imagine it would have been, you know, pretty emotional. And how was it received at the festival?
I think from my perspective, that night, I mean, those nights always go so quickly and so fast. It's there's such a build-up to it. And I think we'd made this film over a course of 4 years. So it took 4 years for us to shoot the film. And a lot of family events were happening. I lost two of my family members during the time of making the film. And right up until that night, my sister had just passed a couple of nights before the screening of that, and who was in the film as well. So there was a lot of raw emotion anyway. And from my side of the family, we hadn't been together since my sister's passing, all in the same room. So that was the first time for us to be together. And then to watch that film, it felt like such a raft of emotions. I think the biggest one for me, though, was celebration of what we'd accomplished as a family. Just sort of go on this journey of meeting each other after all those years of being apart, and then to have something so powerful and so beautiful up on the screen that will outlive all of us, I think was the real celebration and something to be really proud of. And even those family members that couldn't be there because they'd either passed on or they weren't there on the evening, they were there in spirit, and I felt that. So it was a really hugely emotional night for me, but a huge celebration. And I just think the festival, I felt like it was received really well by the festival. And I think I kind of feel like it sort of felt like it was sort of even surpassed expectation a little bit, because it was such a sort of a film that not many people knew what they were walking into. And I think what we find when it screens, and particularly at Sydney Film Festival, is that a lot of people could relate and see their own family and their own experiences in the film. And I think that's something that continues to happen when we screen it.
Mm. And as you mentioned, you know, it took 4 years to make. What was the moment like when you had wrapped up and you were, you know, going through that editing process?
Honestly, nerve-wracking. Because, as I said, you know, you don't, as filmmakers, you're usually making films about other people, not about yourself. So suddenly we're you know, here is our lives being put out to the world in a pretty raw sort of way, I suppose. But, you know, it's also celebrating family, and it's celebrating the love of family in different complex ways, I suppose. And so, you know, I think for me, there's a level of, I'd often say that for me, the vision for me telling my story was that I wanted to write a bit of a love letter to both my mothers, my birth mother, Mum Noonie, and my adopted mum Moody, Kathleen. So I really wanted to write, create a story that sort of came across as a bit of a love story to them, a love letter to them, and by doing that, embracing the rest of my family and being a bit of a love letter to my full family as well. And I feel like I achieved that in telling the story. And I feel like between both of our stories and then our friendship, that's what comes out of the film, is this deep sense of care and love and compassion in many ways, I suppose. So I hope that, you know, people, you know, a lot of people want to come up and hug us after the screenings. I went to Maryland recently for the screening over there in New Zealand and in Aotearoa. And I think I hugged every person in the audience after that screening, because it is one that does touch people's hearts.
Mm.
And that's what we hoped when we set out to make this film.
Yeah, and I guess that leads on to my final question. Ahead of the NITV premiere, how are you both feeling, and what are you hoping the audience will take away from your stories?
I'm excited about the premiere. I think it's really exciting that it's going to go out to all our mob and to the audience that watch NITV. I think, as I said before, what we've discovered when we screen the film is that a lot of people can see their own experiences in our stories. And I think any family dynamic and any family sort of relationships will find something in the film for themselves to sort of relate to and think about. It's about how we love each other and how we treat each other as family. So I'm really excited about it going out to the communities and out to our mob. Because I think there's also, it's also a very different conversation or part of the conversation in regards to reconciliation, in regards to the stolen generations, because we're telling stories about being adopted. And whilst Jill and my story are similar, we also have differences as well. So I think it speaks to a new conversation about stolen generation, but I think it also speaks to a new conversation about an adopted generation as well, and the complexities and differences that are there. So I think it's something that's unique and distinctive. So I'm really excited for the audience to see it.
Yeah, and what about you, Jill? How are you feeling ahead of the NITV premiere?
I am excited as well, because I do think that, I do hope that it does create conversations amongst families as well, and just in thinking about, you know, what it means to be family. You know, we say, you know, there's the old saying, you know, blood is thicker than water in that sense. But in this case, it's kind of not, because it's not necessarily blood that has connected us and has made those really strong connections that are lifelong connections now for us. And so, you know, I think that it opens people's hearts and minds to be able to then look inwardly to their own stories, possibly, And I hope that, you know, it creates more connections and comfort, maybe, and just family, like making people understand and think about what is family for them.
Well, Jill and Adrian, thank you so much for coming on NITV Radio, and I really appreciate your time. And like I said, I watched it with my partner recently, and it was like I've known you both for a really long time, and just seeing you tell your stories and knowing you but not knowing all of what you have both been through, it was really emotional but beautiful at the same time. So I thank you both so much for coming on and chatting to me today. And Kindred will premiere on Sunday the 2nd of June at 8:30 p.m. on NITV, and it will also be available to stream for free on SBS On Demand. So thank you both so much for coming on.
Oh, that'd be great. It was so good to be interviewed by you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much, Luana.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.